Now, please recognize Ambassador Tom. Please proceed with 5 minutes of testimony whenever you're ready.
Honorable Chairman Thompson, Ranking Member Scott, and distinguished members of the House Committee on Agriculture, as a lifelong farmer and a former ambassador to the Rome-based UN Food and Agriculture Organizations, I would like to share my perspective with you today on the threat of China to America's food supply and agricultural systems. I add, the world is watching us today. Americans need to understand that our national security is dependent upon our food security. Americans cannot any longer take agriculture and our food systems for granted. Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party recognize the importance of food in relation to their position of power in the world. The CCP's goal is to reshape the world order through their control of the BRIC nations, global trade, and the Belts and Road Initiative, all to attain economic superiority over the United States and our allies. To meet these goals, they are strategically growing their agriculture production domestically and globally at the expense of the United States. I will address a number of these risks by the CCP that we could deal with immediately. First, cybersecurity. Threats to the United States agriculture are diverse and can have significant impacts on the industry. Some of the key concerns include intellectual property theft. The Chinese have targeted proprietary farming data, such as crop yield data, seeding or fertilizer algorithms, breeding information, and biotechnology research, which will lead to a loss of competitive advantage for the United States. I have seen this firsthand in the seed production industry. Several Chinese nationals were stealing proprietary seeds in our area from production fields and shipping them back to China. These Chinese nationals were caught and convicted, but how many were not caught? According to the American Seed Trade Association, it takes 5 to 15 years to develop a seed variety at a cost of over $100 million. It also estimates that the annual value of agriculture seed production in the U.S. is over $11 billion annually. Data-driven attacks, precision agriculture rely heavily on this data, as examples like farms like ours produce over a terabyte of data annually that is exclusive to our farm and is a major driver to our sustainability and productivity. We are at extreme risk of the theft or attack of this data, which could alter or disrupt our systems and lead to incorrect farming decisions and likely harm yields. There have been numerous attempts also by the Chinese to steal this data, but fortunately they have been caught and convicted. Again, how many were not caught? Infrastructure attacks. Critical infrastructure from the electrical grid to supply chain logistics and broadband could be targeted in disrupting our food supply. When we consider ransomware, farming operations could be halted by ransomware attacks, demanding payments to restore access to essential digital systems. And we all can remember the ransom attacks on JBS several years ago, which disrupted the entire supply chain from livestock production operations to the consumer's dinner table. The $11 million ransom was paid, but the cost to JBS and the agricultural supply chain was many multiples greater. Espionage. The Chinese are creative in their attempts to steal as much information as possible from as many sources as possible, from the USDA FSA offices to our industries, to cranes in our ports, and from any conduit that flows data or conversations. Although the U.S. government is aware of these threats, we need to strengthen protection for America's food supply and economic advantage. This includes identifying vulnerabilities and improving the protective measures of government and private entities against cyber threats. Next, portions of our supply chain have been offshore, including several critical building blocks for our food system, such as crop protection products and crop nutrients. These are the basic elements that nourish crops, protect them from weeds, insects, and diseases. A recent USDA supply chain report indicates that 70% of the crop protection products that are produced globally, most from China. Another 40% of the world's phosphorus supply originates in China. Imagine if they shut off our supply. Without crop protection products or crop nutrients, yields will decrease, requiring substantially more land to maintain current production levels. The economic impact to farmers, consumers, and our nation would have devastating consequences. This would lead to higher consumer prices and food insecurity in the United States and around the world. This is a national security threat to the United States and our allies. Therefore, the absence of crop protection and crop nutrient products would have a complex and far-reaching impact. The answer is we need to allow for reasonable and durable regulations to prevail to allow the United States to bring this manufacturing capacity back home while supporting those that are already manufacturing these critical products here at home in the U.S. to feed the Americans and the world. In summary, whether the impact is from cybersecurity threats or from minimized access to crop nutrients or crop protection products, the Chinese are strategically attempting to build their dominance in the world over food systems. These moves are coming at the expense of American innovation, but are amplified by our burdensome regulatory environment. The people in these chambers on this hill need to take action to bring our supply chains home, protect our innovation, and increase our funding for research and development. Now is the time for a national strategy for our agricultural and food systems. If not, America could once again face food insecurity like we did 100 years ago. It is time to stop taking agriculture and our food systems for granted. Again, the world is watching. I yield the floor back to you, Chairman Thompson.